It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Hey, welcome to a wonderific winning Wednesday, August 18th. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Speak Out 2.0 is brought to you every single day, all by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Fort Mojave, Bullhead City, Laughlin, with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall, Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then they have the Imaging Center on Hancock and Train, Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Gold Rush and Silver Creek Road. Over on the Parkway, WarmC has wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. And then, of course, on Silver Creek Road, they have a great, big, huge hospital. And you can call all those facilities with one number. Call 763-2273. And Claudia will transfer you to whoever can help you or whoever you need. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you're paying too much for your insurance? Well, you may be, yeah. So grab your policies, go in and sit down with Craig or Stephanie, and let them look at your policies and see what they can save you some money. They have life insurance, auto insurance, home insurance, commercial insurance, and they even do farms and ranches. They can look at all that and then sit back and maybe put some together and bundle this and bundle that. And next thing you know, you're paying $40-$50 a month less. What a concept. Call 763-8464 to make an appointment today. Spot On. Processing credit cards never was easier. That's right. Spot On is locally owned and operated, and a local representative is available to set you up, and there's no hidden processing fees. Long-term contracts, they don't exist. Month-to-month is perfect, and funding is the next day. Hello? Yeah. Spot On integrates Google and Apple Pay. Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu City, and Needles. Call Thane O'Brien at 706, that's 928-706-2784. Echo Transmission and Auto Repair. Servicing your transmission starts at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but what about that oil in the transmission? Have you thought about that lately? About every 40,000 miles, you need to have it serviced for $99. Speaking of oil changes, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, and get your air conditioning service right now for $19.99 plus Freon. Agco Transmission, give them a call, 444-1244. They're on the hill behind, on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. I forgot to give you a little bit of weather. 103 today on the river, but a little bit of wind. Tomorrow drops to 100. Can you believe that? Wow, 100 on a Thursday and sunny. And then Friday, 102, sunny. And Saturday and Sunday, 102 and sunny. So, should be a nice time. A little bit of sports action for you tonight. The Diamondbacks, again, take on the Philadelphia Phillies at 6:40. Tomorrow, they play at 12:40. Then, on Friday night, we have the Cardinals taking on Kansas City Chiefs. Preseason game. That's a 5 o'clock kickoff. All those games can be heard on KNTR Sports 94.3 and 100.5, depending upon where you live. In the studio, we have Kristen Ott with Legacy Rehab and Care Center. How are you?
Good. How are you, Larry?
Good. How's the world at Legacy?
It's going well. We're plugging away over there. Every day is a busy day, and yeah, the staff are doing great. The residents are doing great. We just continuing to make sure we're providing quality care and quality of life over there.
Now that our COVID numbers are going up, does this involve your facility too? I mean, Michael Singer said last week 30% of his hospital had COVID patients. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't have COVID patients, but they develop it.
Yes.
Or someone passes it on.
Yes.
So is that playing a role in your facility too?
So currently, as of today, our facility is not in outbreak, which for we're very excited about that. So for the long-term care setting, if we have one employee or one resident test positive, it's considered an outbreak. So it's a very small number.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we are currently not in outbreak. We have zero COVID positive employees or residents, so we're very happy about that.
Good.
But, yeah, the COVID positivity rate is increasing. We monitor that weekly. As far as our COVID testing for our facilities, it's based off the CMS Mojave County positivity rate, which this week was at 18.1%.
Ah. And so that means you have to test how many times a week?
So if we are in outbreak, again, one person testing positive, we have to test twice a week. All employees twice a week, so we're catching anything as soon as possible.
Right.
And also, if the COVID positivity rate, the CMS Mojave County COVID positivity rate, is over 10%, we also have to test all employees twice a week. If we also go into outbreak, our vaccinated staff have to be tested as well.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Because
so
they can carry it, yeah.
Yeah, they can carry it. I think right now we're seeing that a majority are the unvaccinated that are testing positive,
right,
and also vaccinated. I think we're seeing the lowest numbers on the individuals that have had COVID in the past.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So then COVID numbers so far haven't affected you. And, you know, when we think back a year ago, a year and a half ago, we were seeing some care centers on the East Coast, mm-hmm, they were having hundreds of cases. Mm-hmm. You know, they were having large numbers of patients dying. Mm-hmm. And so you have to be pretty proud of the fact that you don't have one case in your building right now between employees and residents.
Yeah. No, I am beyond proud of the staff. They work very hard every day. I think everyone knows the healthcare industry has been tremendously affected by COVID. It's been a very exhausting pandemic for
those in healthcare. Yeah.
So we really have to hold each other up, support each other, but very, very proud. You know, it's truly is infection control processes. The biggest risk that anybody has is just doing what they have to do every day. You know, they go to get gas, they go to the bank, the grocery store, and there's potential exposure right there, and then they're going back to work. So I think the processes that we have in place are very stringent for a reason, and we follow all the local, state, and federal guidelines when it comes to our infection control processes.
Medicare and Medicaid are the ones who create all these rules and regulations for you.
Yes.
And they're pretty tough to live by.
Absolutely.
I mean, I had heard that your industry is probably the most regulated with long-term care and whatnot. Industry out there by the government.
Yeah, that is correct. So
yeah.
There's, you know, we have to take it very seriously. And as a company, we want to take it seriously because we care for the health and welfare of our residents.
Right.
You know, they're fragile. You know, it could be very detrimental to them.
Yes.
So
yeah.
We work very hard. We use EPA-approved chemicals to clean common touch services every 2 hours. You know, I think there's the social media has and the news has put this perception out about our long-term care industry because there's a couple out there that have had a bad rap.
Exactly.
Right? And but actually, I find that our processes are much more stringent than many other healthcare.
Yeah, we won't see that on the news tonight.
No, we won't.
You know, what we see is when something bad happens.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so when you continue to show the bad, that's what people think.
Mm-hmm.
And they think every long-term healthcare is bad.
Yes.
And that's because all you see on the news is the bad. And
they group it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't see, here's a facility in Bullhead City that has no COVID, no employees, no residents, nobody.
Yeah.
That doesn't make the news.
No, it doesn't, sadly.
Yeah. It's like, oh, it's little flowers and everything, you know, on the newscast of it. Yeah. And I'm sure that, you know, these same type of facilities in all over our state are in your position right now. They're doing all these regulations, and they don't have any positive cases.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a news item tonight, but it won't, because then they'd have to call two or three of them and say, how many cases do you have? And they'd have to work and put together a nice report on a positive thing.
Yeah, no, you're right. It's been a long year and a half, you know. It's just not only on the staff, but on the residents, you know, on their visitation based on outbreak, the COVID positivity rates, it affects our visitation policies.
Ah.
And again, that's all coming from the state and the federal government.
So what's your policy today for visitation?
So as of right now, we would be able to allow visitation, but, you know, as quickly as someone can catch COVID, you see how you just stated Michael Stinger's numbers over at the hospital.
Yeah.
That could change tomorrow.
Yep.
So it gets very confusing, and it changes daily. I think we're used to change in our setting. So I just really do appreciate the residents and their families and loved ones working with us through this. And when we can't have on-site visitation, that we have the FaceTime.
Right.
You know, we use alternate means with those situations.
And, you know, for the family member of someone that's there on long-term that lives in Texas, and that's why they're in long-term care here, because they can't take care of them in Texas. Mm-hmm. And they can FaceTime Uncle Henry and talk to him or whoever.
Yeah.
That's still very valuable for both ends of that conversation.
It is. And we have found, you know, our COVID positivity rate has been trending back up over the past several weeks. But
right.
When it was down under 10% and we had visitation, you know, being locked down for that period of time, it was emotional.
Yeah.
It was very emotional. We had family members coming in with their new grandbabies that the resident had never seen, and they're 12 months old, you know, so a lot of happy tears.
Yep.
You know, we've had family members come in and see their mom or dad, and, you know, in a year, if they're declining, they're just getting older, and they see them in a different state. It's shocking.
Yeah, I bet.
You know, and so it's just a lot of tears of happiness, sadness. Just reconnecting them has really been good for multiple reasons.
I'll bet. And I can see when you're talking about this that the stress that was put on you as the administrator and your staff, that they couldn't come in and see Uncle Henry or Uncle mm-hmm. Fred or Uncle Larry or whatever. And then when they got to, there might be a little shocked about what he looks like, or, you know, like you said, bringing in this new grandbaby or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of different factors that affect, you know, the emotions that are going on when they haven't seen someone for so long, you know, and they love them, you know. So it's been an emotional roller coaster for several families.
When you're locked in your big office in the corner, do you often get nurses coming in saying, oh, Kristen, I got to tell you about this story, you know, this Uncle Henry hadn't seen his family in months, and they came in, and you're shaking your head, yes, they can't hear that on the radio. But you do get nurses coming in telling you these stories about what happened?
You know, from my office, I can hear a lot.
Yeah.
And I like that. I like to know the good and the bad, because if there's something bad, I want to make sure we're on it right away and get it fixed. You know, and the good. So if I hear anything, I just pop out and see what's going on, what's happening.
So you do get families walking in when they're signing in right there at your counter and going, yeah, we haven't seen Uncle Henry in a year and a half. We're here to see him today.
Yeah. So, you know, and we now, when we can allow visitation, sometimes it's out, you know, it has to be outdoor visitation. There's different guidelines. And we have to make sure at this point when we're in that category, it's very hot outside.
Yeah, I know.
So the other part of that regulation is that it's got to be a safe temperature for the resident. So when it's over 100, we're not determining that a safe temperature. Because, again, they're so fragile.
Well, and, you know, you've noticed now in Phoenix where they're saying some of the mountains and some of the hikes, they're shutting them down at certain temperatures because mm-hmm. people go up there that aren't physically fit, and the next thing you know, they're flying in a helicopter and fire department and everything else, and the fire department really doesn't want to put their guys up there in blue shirts and mm-hmm. in the bright sun for an hour and a half trying to rescue people.
And that's what you hear about on the news.
Yeah, exactly. I know. Yeah, the fire departments are now complaining that we don't want to put our guys up there either. It's hot, you know?
Yeah.
And they've had firefighters go down because, you know, they're physically fit, but they're not physically fit to be climbing up a mountain in 115 to rescue somebody.
Yeah.
And so temperatures do play a lot in our lives, especially in Arizona.
They do. It is very hot this summer, and, you know, we got to make sure we're hydrated and safe. And, you know, again, I keep saying our vulnerable elderly population, they're fragile. So we really have to be careful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeepers. Okay. All right, let's take our first break here. And I do want to remind you, it's a winning Wednesday, so call in right now, right this minute. If you want to go to Perkins and get a $25 off, call 702-298-1063. Give us a call, and we will talk to you right now. And you can win a $25 gift card to Perkins.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes. But first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that. Your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in yourself. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Hi there, Nikki Nickel here with the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. Your chamber is back in full swing with AM and PM mixers, exchanges, and socials, all geared to connect you with peers and clients. Check out our chamber calendar at havasuchamber.com for dates, times, and more information. Also, discover more that your chamber is up to, including videos and podcasts featuring local business leaders on our Discover tab at havasuchamber.com. And always remember to shop and give local.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Blinded by the light, yeah. Hey, Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They're partnering with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet. Yay! Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Pre-register today at MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. Your pre-registration doesn't commit you to anything, doesn't charge you anything. It's just information. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. I'm going to take Max there in a few weeks because I'm taking 2 weeks off next month. Yes, and he's going to spend some time there. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and they can also do protection dog training. Yes, pets love it at Risen Star. Call 754-3006 or stop by. They're on the air park at the end of the block at the airport. Mojave Mortgage. Yeah, if you need some money, this guy, he's got it all. I'll tell you, he's got more money he knows what to do with. And if you want to buy a vacation home, an investment home, you want a home in the Wallapies or Williams, yeah, no kidding, so you can be a snowbird. You want to add on, you want to refi, you want a pool in the backyard, well, call Chad Hansen. Okay, prides himself with first-time buyers. He takes extra time with them and shows them all the forms and everything. And plus, you know, he's the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. And he's on next. Yes, at 11:05, he'll be in the studio in Lake Havasu City. They're going to talk the Power Hour with Mojave Mortgage and Coldwell Banker. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're fully open and ready to fill your belly. Yes, with your favorite meals, your entrees, your desserts. You know, they have the fabulous breakfast. They have mouth-watering dinners. They have delicious lunches, and you get breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day long. And on your way out the door, grab a piece of pie, grab a cookie or a muffin. You can even take a whole pie home. They start at $9.99. All right, we got 5 minutes left with Kristen Ott with Legacy Rehab and Care Center. Are you finding, like everyone else right now, staffing is hard to fill all the positions you need?
We have our core group, and then, you know, we have our open positions that we're constantly looking to fill those spots and keep them, make them part of our core group.
Yeah.
But we do have some employment opportunities currently. We are looking for a beautician, actually.
Okay.
We're allowed to kind of, you know, we have a little bit of leniency when we're not in outbreak.
Right.
We'd like to really get those services back for our residents.
And I would imagine the residents like to have their hair done once in a while.
We all do, right?
Yeah, I know.
It makes them feel better.
I get mine cut. That's it. That's all he does.
I miss the smell of perms in the hallway.
That is a unique smell, too, because my sister was a beautician. I know that smell.
Yeah, very distinct. We are looking for a certified dietary manager, someone that is just real skilled in that area. And obviously CNAs and nurses. So
right.
That's what we're looking for. You can apply online at www.thelegacyrehab.com. And as far as perks, we have medical, dental, vision, health savings account, supplemental insurance, voluntary life insurance. We do provide a free lunch daily to our staff. We have a employee recognition and potential sign-on bonuses. We have our own CNA class.
Oh.
We have partnered with Arizona at Work. We had actually a summer class. Worked with Wave JTED, Arizona at Work, and had
right.
our first summer class with the Mojave County schools throughout the area, and that was very successful. So we're
good.
Very excited about that. And we have full ride nursing scholarships that our CNAs and other staff can apply for.
Okay, so you're working with Gina Covet here in Bullhead City.
Yes, we
yeah,
are.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been to the local high schools here right before the summer class. It was neat to see the schools. I was
yeah.
all the way out in Mojave Valley, drove Oof. Out there and saw the farms. Yeah, it was
yeah.
it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you live in Kingman.
I do live in Kingman.
So you're
That's
in Mojave.
A long drive.
Yeah, well, you're going to Mojave Valley, unless you're taking I-40 and coming the other way.
No, I took the scenic route.
Yeah, the scenic route through Golden Valley. Yeah. So you got your own nursing program, well, not nursing, but CNA, but then you have scholarships for the nursing. The nursing is 4 semesters at MCC, mm-hmm. and the last I heard it was about $2,000 a semester. So
yeah, I kind of say it's like buying somebody a car. They get
yeah.
out of school debt-free. And, yeah, we're just looking to help these individuals. We want good quality CNAs so they can go through our CNA class free of at no cost. We pay for
Fantastic.
It.
Fantastic.
And then at that point, if we see that they have the qualities that we're looking for in the staff, you know, that they're caring, they're compassionate, they're showing up for shifts, they're doing what they need to do, following our standing orders to ensure we have quality care, they can apply internally for our nursing scholarships. We have the LPN, we have the RN, and we work directly with MCC on that.
Fantastic. Okay, grandparents out there, if you're listening
yeah.
and you've got a 17 or 18-year-old granddaughter or grandson that might be thinking about health care, and a great way to go. My wife's an RN, so she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
But she is stressed right now with COVID, let me tell you.
Yeah.
But what a great deal. And then you guys have an Instagram account?
We do, yes. You can follow us. You can see all the, when I say quality of life, you get to see all the fun things that happen behind the scenes that I feel like a lot of people don't get to see. So we did start an Instagram account a couple years ago, and you can follow us at Legacy Rehab.
Good. Because you guys do a lot of stuff with your residents. They just don't sit in the room all day and watch TV.
No, they had s'mores the other day, and I missed that. So I was kind of sad about that. They had bowling. So, yeah,
wow.
They have a lot of fun.
I need to come visit somebody on s'mores day. I don't know who, but just somebody.
Our activities director.
Yeah, that's what it is, yeah. Okay, so if you are interested in Legacy and as an employment or long-term care, or the physical therapy or occupational therapy, because those people are there just there for a few days, right?
Yeah, they're there six days a week. Yeah, they're
right.
our therapists.
But I mean, the individual that comes in for like a hip replacement and they got to learn how to walk again.
Yeah, their average length of stay, we're probably around 20 days.
Oh, okay. So a couple of weeks then, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So give them a call, 758-1404, and they'll take great care of you.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.
All
right, Kristen, have a super day.
Thank you.
Again, I want to remind you, Paul Lavoie is up next with the Power Hour, Mojave Mortgage. And, of course, that is Mr. Chad Hansen. And then Coldwell Banker. Yeah, and that's Bobby Lewis. They're going to be in at the top of the hour. We have some constables coming in next. Stick around. We'll be right back after this.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch. Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at laughlinranch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Ever wonder if it's necessary to report a power outage to Mojave Electric? Yes, it is. When your residence or business is out of power, we need to know as soon as possible. Outage restoration is of the utmost importance, and with your help, MEC can restore power quickly and safely as possible. To report an outage, call our toll-free line at 844-632-2667. Text OUTAGE to 55050 from a number linked to your MEC account or use our Smart Hub application on your mobile device. For more information, visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Providing assistance to those in need with their activities of daily living requires certification through the Arizona State Board of Nursing. Wondering where and how to start? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City offers an on-site nursing assistant program. Call 928-763-1404 for more information or apply online for the CNA training class at thelegacyrehab.com. We would love to help assist you in beginning your career in healthcare today.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services agents have built relationships with you, one conversation at a time. And we're as committed as ever to providing you with that level of service. As part of your community, we're here for you, answering insurance questions and helping make sure your financial goals are on track.
Your Farm Bureau expert in Bullhead City is Greg Eidness. Call 763-8464.
Farm Bureau Financial Services. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by Mojave Electric Cooperative. Yes, do you have your co-op connection card? You should, because you can save money at all kinds of businesses. Mattress Land in Bullhead City, Office Express, Rim Country Rock and Yard, River Rock Promotions, Ron's Tire Pros, The Hut, Team Sponder. Just some of the places where you can save money if you have that free co-op connection card. If you don't have one, stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today or call 763-1100. We're brought to you by the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We've got three great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, not Pendleton time for me, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, vape products, and a thrift store. And out on the front of the building, we have a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, it's not for sale, and no, they're not going to tear it down. Walker Service Electric. Yeah, Keith Walker and his electricians are out every single day throughout Mojave County taking care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. If you have an electrical issue, maybe you just want an extra light in your room or a light switch on a different wall or something, call them. 718-9444. They can take care of your residence or your business. 718-9444. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Yeah, are you hungry? The grill and bar at Laughlin Ranch is so good it satisfies all your cravings, yes, with steaks and pastas and burgers and salads. And plus, they have a happy hour every day and a fabulous brunch on the weekends. You can dine in or carry out and check out more at the Laughlin Ranch Grill at laughlinranch.com. Now we're in the studio, and we have three gentlemen here, and I'm going to introduce Mike because I've known Mike Hamilton for Boku years. You just work at the high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
17 years
the
ago.
The students got rid of you and threw you out, and you ran for office.
That's right.
Yeah. So Mike is a constable in Bullhead City, and you brought with you?
I got Mike and Ray, both of them from Kingman, Mike Cobb, Ray Collison.
Okay.
And they're both the Kingman constables. We're all Mojave County, but we have different precincts.
Turn you down just a little bit. You're loud.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're all three constables,
uh-huh.
Three different districts. Yours is just Bullhead, right?
I'm Bullhead City Precinct. These guys are Kingman precinct, stuff like that. But
Servat
we go,
precinct.
Yeah, Servat.
Okay.
We go out of our precinct into each other's precinct to help each other.
Because sometimes if you're going to go and serve papers on somebody, you know they're a bad person.
Right.
And you might need somebody to help you.
Absolutely.
And you guys all carry.
Yep.
And you might need a backup.
We pretty much wear our whole vest, you know, bulletproof vest, our weapons and everything, because the situation that we get into removing people from their property gets pretty dangerous.
You haven't had to do a whole lot of that lately, have you?
Yeah, we've done.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
We've actually done a fair amount of it.
It seems like over the years, it's you know, we live in a small community. And with that being said, the possibility for violence that we go on is getting more and more out there. We had a two-hour standoff in Lake Havasu City, did the constables. We had a 40-plus minute standoff out in Fort Mojave. We call Mike Cobb Mr. Cool because it was very escalated at the beginning, and he was over there talking to him. Pretty soon we're going, what are they saying? They're over there whispering, and pretty soon Mike talked him out of the house.
Wow.
You know, so, yeah.
That's a talent, isn't it?
I don't know. They say that. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, because I know, like, law enforcement, they train those negotiators that can be able to do just what you did. So did you have that extra training?
I did not, no.
Oh, okay.
No,
but would you like to start training that class, teaching that class at the sheriff's office? Well,
we have similar training throughout our training years. So
now, you guys have an association of constables throughout the state.
Uh-huh.
And you guys learn from each other and meet. What kind of training, when you're first elected, what kind of training does a constable go through?
Okay, everybody that gets elected as a new constable, they go through new constable training.
Okay.
And that happens every couple of years. We get new constables get elected.
Right.
Mostly in, you know, Phoenix area and stuff like that. They got to go to that. They're mandated to do 16 hours a year.
Oh, okay.
After that first one, which is roughly 50 hours of training.
Right.
Okay.
It's 6 days of 8 hours a day.
So basically, once they're all on and everybody's on like we are been for years, we go two to those two trainings like that per year.
Okay.
Up in down in Tubac, Arizona, and we go to Flagstaff, different places. And they usually last 4 or 5 days to a week or so for a training.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the roles of the constable? What is exactly what do you guys do?
Well, I'll tell you the definition. Constables are elected peace officers who perform executive duties for the justice courts in the county. The primary duties of the constable are to attend to the justice courts within their precinct and to enforce civil criminal court orders arising out of justice court. That's our primary duty.
Right.
We can serve papers for any court or any competent authority. We do a lot of papers for coming from other states. So similar to a process server on some things, we mostly deliver papers.
Okay.
And then like the sheriff's office on other things. In Arizona, our two main duties are writs of restitution and orders of protection.
Okay.
Writs of restitution, we're always going to go kick somebody out of a house. That's
right.
When we need extra people to go there. That's when it's more dangerous. Orders of protection, sometimes we got to kick a person out of a house. Most of the time, we don't have to kick a person out of a house. But an order of protection is generally a domestic relation problem. And
right.
That's the big thing that's always in the news.
That's when you're
those things
out.
Go south.
The husband's got to move out because the wife's got an order of protection, doesn't want him there. And sometimes they go kicking and fighting.
Could be either or. Sometimes we
throw out the wife.
Somebody owns a house. Let's say a guy owns a house. A girlfriend moved in a month ago. All of a sudden they had a
go
domestic.
Go sideways, yeah.
They had a domestic. He's owned the house for 20 years. She got an order of protection against him. He gets kicked out of his own house and she stays.
Really?
It happens all the time.
That's a tough one, isn't it?
Very tough.
But you have to telling that guy that and convincing him that that's the law is tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And convincing him the steps he needs to take. He's not going to be gone forever, but
right.
Initially he's going to be separated from the situation.
Until he can get into court and say, Your Honor, can we throw her out of my house?
Yeah, and let the judge figure out how the final situation will end up.
Okay. Now, I know this isn't part of your job, Mike, but we don't have bailiffs in our courts, do we?
Right.
That's part of our job.
And you you fill the position of bailiff a lot.
Normally, the constables will fill the position of bailiff upon the judge
requesting us to do that for him.
Okay.
And they do that quite often. Sometimes you have to be in court all day because there's a serious court case going.
Right.
Some type of lawsuit, domestic, whatever it is, and or eviction process or something like that. We'll do a bailiff. Sometimes we're only in there for 20, 30 minutes. Sometimes not for a week. These guys have been in bailiff for all day before.
Right.
It's upon the judge. If they ask us to do it, we do it.
Now, you guys don't wear uniforms.
Yep. Yeah, basically we do.
You call that a uniform?
Yeah.
that's like me calling this a uniform.
We have badges.
We have badges. Yeah.
Yeah, we all have shirts with our insignias
okay.
and all that stuff on it. We just didn't wear them today.
Right. So, but when you walk into a courtroom as a justice, the judges request you to be the bailiff, or you in a different
in a full uniform.
Okay.
Usually we're carrying a weapon.
Right. Not in your shorts and your
no
tennis shoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we have everything on and we're ready to go, and you know, that's part of what we do.
Wasn't there a discussion a couple of years ago about giving you guys cars?
Well, you guys want to answer that?
That was quite a few years ago. That was
probably
over 4 years ago. Be about 6 years ago, because that's when Jean Bishop was a constable, and she pushed real hard to get cars. We ended up not getting cars. The majority of us decided it's just as easy to use our own vehicle, less expensive for the county,
right?
A lot less expensive for the county, and we have a very good relationship with the sheriff's office and all the other PDs. If somebody needs to be transported, their deputy will come do that for us.
Okay, all right. So you're not putting bad guys in your back seat.
No, never.
Your wife would kill you if you did that, Mike.
Well, we just won't do that. You know, like Mike said, and we've all been involved in this, if I'm doing something in Bullhead City or the county, I get backup from Bullhead PD or the sheriff if I'm in the county.
Right.
And their backup is absolutely excellent for us.
Good.
They do a great job for us.
Caller, did you have a question?
Yes, when we see the police out and about, they're doing their job. We can see them doing their job. The constable, how much of your time is spent actually out, going out into the field and delivering papers and serving papers and that sort of thing? And I was just wondering how much of your time is actually spent doing that. I'll listen off the air for your answer.
All right, Kenny. Thank you.
Well, it depends. I'm just going to say a small part, only because as a serve-back constable, sometimes for me, when I go out to serve a document, it could be a three-hour turnaround from point A and back again.
Oh, because
so I go all the way out to Meadview.
So
it's
175
miles. And so a lot of times people come to my office and they wonder why I'm not in my office. They don't think I'm doing anything. But like I said, it could be a three-hour turnaround before I get back to my office.
Right. And when you go serve them, you drive 3 hours, you don't know if they're going to be home or not, do you?
That's correct.
So you might have to go out three or four times before you find them there?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
And then a lot of times we go out and we have three or four things to serve, so we'll leave, have everything in conjunction.
But you're going all day.
Miles and miles on and not come back for 5-6 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
You were going to say something, Mike?
Yeah. Our job isn't to go out and patrol and to find people doing something wrong. We're typically only out when we have paperwork to serve to somebody. We're all one people operation, so we've got to document our papers before we take off. We've got to document when we're back, do returns of service. So when we go out, people don't know that we're out unless we're showing up at their house.
Yeah, that's one way of putting
it. So I can tell you, I pulled some numbers real quick before we came in here. For the last 10 years, I served 7,037 documents in the last 10 years.
Oh, okay.
So not quite 100 a year. Typically, one of the things with constables compared to the sheriff's office is very busy. They have a civil division, too. As constables, we don't do quite as much as they do, but we're able to do things a little bit faster, typically. And orders of protection and writs of restitution are things that are very time-sensitive and needs to be done. Over the last 10 years, I've completed 90% of my serves within 3 days. Over this last year, I've completed 90% of my serves within 2 days. So we're very quick on doing things.
Okay. Are you often called out at night? You know,
we try almost never do things at night because of the danger of it. And normally our stuff's court hours during the day.
Okay, all right. Okay.
And normally we don't do stuff on holidays. Sometimes we do.
Right.
We have certain subpoenas that we can't find somebody or whatever. We'll work weekends and, and holidays to get
I'll
them
work
done,
holidays so. If I know where they're at, because yeah. I've served a woman on Mother's Day, and I hated to do that, but yeah. she was avoiding me. I knew where she was going to be. Yeah. So I served her on Mother's Day.
Sometimes you might have to do a little investigation to find out where they're going to be and when they're going to be there. Especially if we got a 3-hour drive. That's frustrating. You drive 3 hours and they're not there.
Well, like yesterday, I had to go to Havasu and help our other constable there because he had a writ of restitution and the people were, you know, there was a problem there. So we have to do them together for the safety situation. And then we did an order of protection after that. And that was one of those exclusives. So we go to the house, and the person that owns the house, they had to leave. The other person got to stay.
Yeah.
And their attitudes were really, really bad. So you've got to be real careful with that.
So in other words, the warning to the public is if you own a house and you're having a problem with someone living there, you need to go get the order of protection first.
If you're having a problem, you need to get them out of the house.
Right. So that's what I mean. You need to go get the order of protection first, because if she beats you to the court, she's going to get it.
True. But the other person that got served can also go to the court after they've been served and ask for a hearing.
Right.
The judge will set a hearing up, and it could take a few days, could take 5 days, I don't know. And then they come in, and they'll sit at the bench, and the judge will decide.
Right.
Do I quash this order of protection? Do I, you know, I keep it? Let it go or whatever, he'll decide. And then sometimes that other person gets the order of protection on them also.
Right. Okay. So, all right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with these fine gentlemen. If you have questions, like you can pick up a phone call too, 702-298-1063. In fact, right now it's winning Wednesday. So if you want to go to Perkins and save $25, give me a call right now, 702-298-1063. I have a gift card for you right now.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Spot On Payment Processing takes the process out of payments, freeing up time to get back to business. Stop spending money worrying about increasing rates, contracts, and unexpected fees. Thane O'Brien with Spot On makes credit card acceptance the easiest. Electronic payment integration like Google and Apple Pay, transparent pricing, next day funding, no contracts, and saving incentives like the cash discount program, a Spot On exclusive. 35 years local, Thane O'Brien has your back. Email tobrien at spoton.com. T-O-B-R-I-E-N at spoton.com.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Arizona Comfort Solutions. If it's not very cool in your home, we'll pick up the phone and call 758-2400. Their technicians will rush right out, fix your thermostats, your air conditioning, or your swamp cooler. They can do it all. It doesn't matter what brand it is. They take care of it all. Kingman, Bullhead City, and now California. So if you have an issue, you're just not cool enough. And by the way, it's only going to be 103 today in Bullhead City. So if you're not cool enough, give them a call, 758-2400. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, schedule maintenance, experts in alarm system, home or commercial, complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring, experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial, and Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Okay? Call right now for your scheduled treatment, 758-5499. ProFit Kitchen. I was in there yesterday talking to Eric. And by the way, if you're a chef out there and you're looking for a job, ProFit Kitchen wants to talk to you. Go see Eric. He's there every day right now. He's doing all the cooking. So he's looking for chefs. For the all-new healthy restaurant in Bullhead City in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinner. And that's good for you and it's filling. Imagine that. Ask Eric how he does it. Plus, they have nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. His meal prep solution is his idea of a TV, frozen TV dinner in 2021. What you do is you go on the Facebook, on the website, ProFitKitchen.com. You look at the menu. You call them up and you go, hey, I want this for lunch. And then you go in, you pick it up, you pay for it, and you take it to work with you, throw it in the refrigerator, and 12 o'clock, you throw it in the microwave. You got a nice, hot, awesome lunch for about $8. Wow. Check it out more. If you want more, ProFit Kitchen, that's KITCHIN.com. All right, back into the studio, and we have our guests. Now, the loaded question here is, there's some rumors going around that somebody wants to eliminate constables.
Larry, I'll tell you, I got elected in 06. I'm in my fourth term. Since the day I started running for office, I heard that they wanted to get rid of constables.
Oh, so it's not
it's
new.
It's been ongoing and ongoing. However, now, Hilde Angus, she doesn't really care for the constable's office. Okay. Not personally, just as our office.
Okay.
And she's the one pushing it that she'd like to get rid of the constable's office.
But isn't that Arizona statute?
Mike, go ahead.
It is an Arizona statute. So there would need to be some... I think that she's just misinformed on a lot of what we do and why we're there.
Okay. So you three need to take her to lunch?
Well, I'm not going to say any of us should take anybody to lunch, but I will say that the statutes are there, and I guess that is some people just need to get better informed. She was under the impression that she could eliminate our salaries completely, and therefore anybody wanting to run wouldn't want to run. With that being said, it's really weird how, as the constables, every other elected official in the state, their salary is set by legislation.
Right.
However, the constables, our salary is set, but on a slider, and on that slider, another elected official gets to determine what we make.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is kind of rare. It's only we're the only ones that happens to. So, with that being said, go ahead.
The Board of Supervisors must set our salary scale for the next four-year term. They got to do it in the year of the election. So next May or June, there would need to be a meeting at the supervisors. We'll vote to approve the salary of the constable for the next 4 years. So whoever's elected, that's when the new salary will take over.
And we have four constables or five?
Five. We have five in Mojave County.
So you all make the same?
four of us do.
Okay.
One of them is Mike Hogard up on the Strip.
Okay.
Smaller court, and he's part-time.
I thought maybe Mike made minimum wage.
And also, I mean, basically, they've talked about wanting to lower our salary and all that stuff. And funny thing is, and we're elected officials just like the supervisors and everybody else, I haven't heard one word about them wanting to lower their pay.
And they get a
car. Not a word about it.
And they get a car.
They get a car, expenses, everything. Just like we do, we don't get the car and stuff.
But truth be told, they're all getting a $20,000 raise in a couple of years.
At their next.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The supervisors are?
Yep.
Yes.
You didn't know that, did you?
No.
No, they didn't bring it up.
That'll go from like 60 a year to 80 a year, right?
80, like 83.
Pretty much.
Someone's telling me that Hildy, people don't call in with questions. Sometimes they just text me, you know. But someone's saying that Hildy thinks that Cosmo is outdated.
Mm-hmm. She called us archaic.
Oh, my gosh.
Is what she said.
And so then she was Tacoma, your age, right?
I mean, so is all government is. It's been around for 100 years, longer. The supervisors are archaic. Do they need them?
I mean, wait a minute.
Just pick on one group?
Okay, well, all right. So
the problem with people out there is unless you need us, you don't really know about us. Or unless we're serving somebody, they don't know about us. So unless somebody does something wrong and we're in the news, nobody knows about us.
Right.
So as a one-person operation, you know, if we belong to different clubs, then the people know us. But short of that, we're a very quiet operation that does our job. And we work hard.
Okay. Caller, did you have a question, caller? Caller, did you have a question?
Oh, yes. I have another question. Do you get a lot of compensation? I guess you must get mileage compensation, wear and tear on your vehicle compensation. Is that the standard amount that other county representatives get when they're out using their own car for
their services, for their work,
official duties or whatever?
Okay, so most of the constables up in Maricopa County, they have marked units. They have their constable's car, the badges on it, and all that stuff, and they don't get mileage, of course, because it's all paid for through the county. We get mileage. Like 56 cents a mile, which the rate set through the government rate. That's what we get.
Okay.
That's all we get. We don't get extra money for tires or anything that goes wrong with your car or this or that or anything else.
But the answer to his question is simple. Every county, every person within the county, state that used their private vehicle, we're all mandated to get the same amount through the federal government. They dictate what we get.
Okay. Kenny, does that answer your question?
Well, yes, but a lot of the areas around here are dirt roads. A lot of them not very well maintained. That's going to put a lot of extra wear and tear on your vehicle.
That's why I got a four-wheel drive truck.
Oh, you have a four-wheel drive? Yeah.
You're absolutely right, and that we go on massive dirt roads all over the place, and
it's part
of
the
wears and tears your vehicle really bad.
Yeah, part of the job.
Yeah.
The federal government rate is based on ordinary travel and expenses, and we do extraordinary travel and expenses. We're running I'm on the low side. I'm typically between 700 to 1,000 miles a month. I think Ray's closer to 1,500 miles a month, and I think Mike is around that, too.
Yeah. Because
he's got to go all the way down to almost to Needles. So.
Right. Go ahead, Kenny. Do you have one more question?
When you shed your tire on a big truck, it costs a lot more to repair than when you shed your...
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.